The Book of Ephesians, Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahushua HaMashiach, by the will of Elohim, to the Kodeshim which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Mashiach Yahushua. Grace be to you and peace from Elohim our Father and from the Adonai Yahushua HaMashiach. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Adonai Yahushua HaMashiach, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Mashiach. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predetermined us unto the adoption of children by Yahushua HaMashiach to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has proposed in himself, that in the stewardship of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Mashiach, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predetermined according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Mashiach, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the Besorah of your Yeshua, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Ruach HaKodesh of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in Adonai Yahushua and love unto all the Kodeshim, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the Elohim of our Adonai Yahushua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the Ruach Chokmah and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the Kodeshim, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Mashiach when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the called out assembly, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Chapter 2. In you has he quickened who were dead in transgressions and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the Ruach that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But Elohim, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Mashiach, by grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Mashiach Yahushua, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Mashiach Yahushua. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of Elohim, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created in Mashiach Yahushua unto good works, which Elohim has before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember, that ye being in time past the other nations in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Mashiach, being aliens from the Devarim of Yasharel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without Elohim in the world. But now in Mashiach Yahushua, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Mashiach. For he is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, the commands of statutes contained in dogma, to make in himself of two one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto Elohim in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Ruach unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the Kodeshim and of the household of Elohim, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Yahusha HaMashiach himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto a holy temple in Yahuwah, in whom ye also are built together for a habitation of Elohim through the Ruach. Chapter 3. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Yahusha HaMashiach, for you other nations, if ye have heard of the stewardship of the grace of Elohim, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Mashiach, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Ruach, that the other nations should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Yahusha HaMashiach by the Besorah. Wherefore I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of Elohim, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all Kodeshim, is this grace given, that I should preach among the other nations the unsearchable riches of Mashiach, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in Elohim, who created all things by Yahusha HaMashiach, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the called out assembly the manifold wisdom of Elohim, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Mashiach Yahusha our Adonai, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith in him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Adonai Yahusha HaMashiach, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Ruach in the inner man, that Mashiach may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all Kodeshim what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Mashiach, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the called out assembly by Mashiach Yahusha throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Chapter 4. I therefore, the prisoner of Yahuwah, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to guard the unity of the Ruach in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Ruach, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Yah, one faith, one baptism, one Elohim and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Mashiach. Wherefore he says, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the Kodeshim, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Mashiach, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Elohim unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Mashiach, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Mashiach. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore and testify in Yahuwah, that ye henceforth walk not as the other nations walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of Elohim through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Mashiach. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Yahusha, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the ruach of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after Elohim is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that has need. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Ruach HaKodesh of Elohim, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as Elohim for Mashiach's sake has forgiven you. Chapter 5. Be ye therefore followers of Elohim as dear children, and walk in love, as Mashiach also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to Elohim for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becomes the Kodeshim. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, no unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Mashiach and of Elohim. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of Elohim upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were in time past darkness, but now are ye light in Yahuwah. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Ruach is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto Yah. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever does make manifest is light. Wherefore he says, Awake you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Mashiach shall give you light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of Yah is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Ruach. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to Yahuwah, giving thanks always for all things unto Elohim and the Father in the name of our Adonai Yahusha HaMashiach, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of Elohim. Women, submit yourselves unto your own men, as unto Yahuwah, for the man is the head of the woman, even as Mashiach is the head of the called out assembly, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the called out assembly is subject unto Mashiach, so let the women be to their own men in everything. Men, love your women, even as Mashiach also loved the called out assembly and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious called out assembly, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their women as their own bodies. He that loves his woman loves himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as Yahuwah the called out assembly. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his woman, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Mashiach and the called out assembly. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his woman even as himself, and the woman see that she reverence her man. Chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in Yahuwah, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of Yahuwah. Servants, be obedient to them that are your Adonim according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Mashiach. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Mashiach, doing the will of Elohim from the heart. With good will doing service as to Yahuwah and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of Yahuwah, whether he be bond or free. And ye, Adonim, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your Adonai also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in Yahuwah and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of Elohim, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of Elohim, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the Besorah of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of Yeshua and the sword of the Ruach, which is the word of Elohim, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Ruach, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all Kodeshim. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the Besorah, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in Yahuwah, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from Elohim the Father and Adonai Yahusha HaMashiach. Grace be with all them that love our Adonai Yahusha HaMashiach in sincerity. Amen.